Okay, we're about a couple lines in. The Gemara says, "Hi, Mai." So we're talking about the concept that we said yesterday. Nir mi bachutz v'shama mi bifnim. Now you have a wall, which is right. We have that post, which is on the wall, but it's flush with the wall. So the people, it's flush on the inside with the wall. It extends further, or it's noticeably different from the wall on the outside, but you can't see that if you're on the inside. So that's why it says, Nira mi bachutz, the people on the outside can see it, that it's a different wall. V'shava mi bifnim, and the people on the inside can't notice the difference. Eino nido mi shulachi. So first, hi, Mai. So what are we going to say? I am Rabbi Shlomo, Nira mi bachutz, v'shava mi bifnim. If you're going to say, Eino nido mi shulachi, that it's not considered a good enough side post, if the people on the inside can't see it. Rabbi Savar la Rabbi Yossi, and he holds like Rabbi Yossi, that it has to be at least three tefachim. So, with Rabbi Zera, Ravina, Lesa, and he doesn't hold the Rabbi Zera and Ravina, who are the ones that said, that two and four is not good enough. Meaning, if you remember, we're talking about a case where you have a small courtyard opening to a bigger courtyard, right? So one of the pictures I showed yesterday. So the question is, how much bigger is the courtyard? We had brought a brisa, I guess we have to review. We brought a brisa which said that the smaller courtyard is 10, the bigger courtyard is 11, which means that you have to split up the difference on both sides. So if it's one, if 10 into 11 means you have one amma more in the bigger one than the smaller one, so then you have to split it up. If it's 3 and 3, so then you have a problem. It can't be that you would still require a side post, because that would be leveled. That would be 3 and 3 could be considered like it's connected. So therefore it said, no, it's 2 and 4. And 2 and 4 is not good enough, because the 4 isn't connected. The 2 might be connected from leveled. It might be considered close enough that you don't need any other barrier, but the 4 is too far away, and therefore you would need some kind of side post. So here we're saying that maybe Rebbe holds that it's not considered a lechi if it's near mi b'chutz v'shav mi b'fnim, if it's only visible from the outside, or here from the big courtyard. However, it also doesn't hold of Rebbe Zeira and Ravina, that says that that the 2 doesn't work. Hold on, I think that's what Rashi said. Rashi says, where'd Rashi go? There he goes. To okma b'muflagin mizeh b'shnayim u'mizeh b'arba leisa de'im kein lo hava mishtar yagdol past beis tfachim lo mahani. V'kevan de leisa de l'ravina leisa nami l'rabi zera de okma b'nechnasin de kevan. Oh, so maybe Ravina and Rabbi Zera were the ones that said it was 3 and 3. I think they're the ones that say that if it's on the one side, Ravina said that if it was on the one side, it would be good. Then if it was on the one side, it wouldn't be good. Hold on. Because of the 4. Okay, either way, Rebbe doesn't hold. Rebbe thinks that you need 2 sidewalls, right? That you need two side posts. And here, when it comes to a chatzar specifically, and here Ravina was saying that one would be good enough. Okay, so it doesn't hold like that. One's not good enough. Mishum hachi ketana b'asar gadol b'achas asar. Right back to the... I'm going to get through this. But between the big one and the small one must be a difference of 1. Mishum drebi sarva lak Rebbe Yossi. Because Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yossi that you need to have at least 3 tefachim wide, and therefore the 2 doesn't work. Meaning you can't have a side post on the side of the 2 because that's not big enough. So Ella Emart, Rather, if you say near me, and that's why the case has to be a case of 10 and 11, so that it has to be 3 on both sides to have a side post on both sides. If you're going to say that from the outside it's visible and from the inside it's not visible, is considered a good side post. Why would the outer one have to be 11? Presumably you can make it even smaller. It could be that you could have the bigger one be 10 amos and 2 tvachim, right? It could just be one little tefach hanging on both sides if really we held that you can make them smaller. And if you're going to tell me that the whole situation is to teach you that you can't use this, you can't carry in the smaller one, lashmina de maflik tuva, so then it should talk about a much bigger courtyard. Rather, it must be that it's 10 and 11, and that you can't use this near me b'chutz v'shami b'fnim as a lechi. Elalav sh'mamina, near me b'chutz v'shami b'fnim, ino nid m'shem lechi sh'mamina. This happens to be just a temporary conclusion, because as we'll see in a second, we disagree with it. But according to Rebbe, at least, it seems from here that we can conclude that if you can see it from the outside, but you can't see it from the inside, so that's not a good lechi. That's not a good side post. It's not recognizable enough. Okay? I know a little confusing there, but a lot of juggling variables. So let's keep going, though. Amar of Yosef lo shmi li hashmaisa. I never heard this halacha that the outside, if it's only visible to the outside, then that would work. Or that wouldn't work. Amar le Rabaye at Amar Nehalan. Wait a second. You told us this. Rav Yosef, when he was later in life, apparently he was older and forgot a lot of his learning. So either way, Rabaye says to him, at Amar Nehalan, you told us this. Vaha Amar Nehalan, you also told us to Amar Rabbi Bar Abba Amar Rav Huna, Lechi Amoshechim Dafno Shal Mavoy Pachos Mir Abba Amos Nidim Mishum Lechi Mishtamishim Chudu Apnimi. If you had a side post which continues the wall, which is basically the same case, right? It continues along the wall, it's flush along the wall, and only the people on the outside can notice that that side post is different from the actual wall. The people on the inside, it just looks like the continuation of the wall. So he quoted from Rav Huna that works as a side post, even though only the people on the outside can notice that it's different from the wall. But you can only use it up until the side post starts, right? So, should have a picture in here of it. Yeah, it's a tough picture to see, but here. I don't know if you can see, there's a little divot in the side wall over here. Even though the main wall from the inside is flush, there's no difference. On the outside, you can see that it's a different wall. And therefore, if it's really a different wall, so says Rav Huna, that would work. But you couldn't carry past this point. This is the end point of the lechi, and therefore you can only start carrying or stop carrying right here. Okay. Arba amos ninu mishumavo, and that piece, that extra indent, has to be less than 4 amos. Otherwise, that's a separate domain. So Gemara says, arba amos ninu mishumavo, v'aslo yishamish b'kulo. If it was 4 amos, so you would not, it's not considered a real side post anymore, and you wouldn't be able to use any of the alleyway. So Gemara says, at amar lan Allah, and you then told us, shema minatlas. We heard 3. Abai has a very detailed recollection of this. Shema mina ben l'chayin aser. We learn that in the area of the side post itself, you're not allowed to carry. Ushma mina meshach mavoy ba'arba. And we learn that the area of a mavoy, the area of a side post, has to be less than 4 amos wide or long. Ushma mina nir mi b'chus shem b'fnim nir mishum lachi. And then we learned also, the third thing we learned was that something which is only visible as a lechi from the outside is considered still a lechi, it's still considered a side post, even though the people on the inside can't notice it. Okay, so that was Rav Yosef about a forgetfulness. But then the Gemara comes and says, "V'hilchasan nirmi b'chutz v'shem mi b'tnim nina mishum lachi." We paskin in the end that the halacha is we say that if it's only visible on the outside, we paskin like this statement from Abaye, quoting from Rav Yosef, that that it is good enough for a side post. The Gemara says, "Wait a second, tiyufta v'hilchasa." When did we ever see that opinion can be refuted? We saw from before Rebbe held against this. Rebbe said that it's not a good lachi, it's not a good side post. We just went through, we tried to go through the details before. So how could it be refuted and be the halacha? So the Gemara says, yeah, in Mishum Detani Rebbe Chia Kvasei. We have another statement from Rebbe Chia, a different Tana, that says that it is a good lachi, and therefore, it's a machlokas Tana, and we can pass like one of them. Okay, very good. Gemara continues. If you remember, this was based on a Mishnah. So let's continue the Mishnah. V'harachav me'aser yamayit, right? If the width of it is more than 10 amos, so you have to lessen it. Amar Rabbi Tana, v'harachav me'aser yamayit, v'Rabbi Yehuda omer einu tzarech lamayit. V'ad kama, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says, you do not have to make it less if it's 10. If it's 10 amos, that's good enough. So v'ad kama, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how much can it be? So, Savar Rav Achai Kamed Rav Yosef Lema Ad Shalosh Esrei Amos Shlish, 13 1/3 Amos. But Kavachomer Pasei Biraos, and we learn it from a Kavachomer of the boards about a wall, about a well. Basically, there were imagine from a bird's eye view that a well is like almost like a target. I don't know how to explain it, but it has these four corners. This is going to be a terrible picture to show, but it's a four-cornered area. It has these like brackets on any corner. You see here they have these like little bracketed walls. It's sort of just a demarcation that there's a well inside here. And these are cows. I don't know why they put that in the picture. But there's a well in the middle, and then there are four brackets, sort of little corners on each side. All right, so that's the situation. You see there's a lot of space in between these corners. In between these boards. So the Gemara says that Rebbe might hold of 13 1/3 from the fact that Pase Biros, the walls of a well, are 13 1/3 apart. So the Gemara says, Uma Pase Biros, she tartaben parts murbala omed, that we say that for when it comes to Pase Biros, when it comes to these cornered walls, that we do not require that the wall structure be greater than the open structure. Clearly it's not, as you saw how much space there is. We didn't allow 13 1/3 to be the separation between the corners. Mavoi, when it comes to an alleyway, not the well. Shalohi tartab aparts mubral omid. That we don't allow more space than wall. So, Enodin Shalotatar Bilyosim Shloshasar Amoshlish. Of course, we're not going to allow more than 13 1/3 Amos. Right? This is just proving the maximum, not the minimum. So the Gemara says, Vahina Hano Senes. But wait a second, that also teaches us, Pasi Barel Shi Tartapen Parts Mubala Omeid Lotatar Ben Yosim Shloshasar Amoshlish. Mavoi Shalohi Tartaba Parts Mubala Omeid Tatar Bilyosim Shloshasar Amoshlish. So if you're going to say that these two things have what to do to each other, so then say Kavachomer that says that the corners of the well can be even further, because we're more willing to accept the space more than the wall. We're more willing to accept space by a well than we are by an alleyway. So why is it that we don't say more space is allowed by the well than we do for the alleyway, according to that logic? So the Gemara says, Inam l'idach yisa. Or you can say the other way, Pasi Bireos, da akila buhu chad kula. If when it comes to the well, we're more lenient, akka buhu kula achrina. We could use another leniency here, the Sfari says, and maintain that a gap of up to 13 1/3 cubits still considered an entrance. So mavoi klau klau lo. But when it comes to a mavoi, it's not the same situation. Basically, we can't learn from the Pasi Bireos, we can't learn from the well. So the Gemara says, Tani Levi, Mavo Shurach of Esrim Amanoids, Kanabem Saiso Vidayo. If you have a 20 Amma wide gap in the front of your alleyway, just put something in between, just put like a stick in between, and that's enough. Hu Tani Love, Hu Amrla, Te'en Halacha goes to Mishnah. He said it, and then he said That's not how we paskin. So ikka de'ami amar Shmuel mishmei de'levi in halachikos or mishnah. We don't paskin like that. You can't just put one little reed in between and say that's enough. Elahechi avit. So what should you do? Amar Shmuel mishmei de'levi over on the page. Osa paskavo asara meshach arba amos ma'amidu arko shel mavoi. You make a board which is 10 tefachim high, and then you have it has to be 4 amos wide. As long as it's 4 amos wide, so then you put it in the middle, and then, or you put it anywhere. Well, you in the middle would be the best, but it doesn't really matter. It could be a little to the side also. But either way, if you have 20 and you split it with a 4, so that means that you have, on either side, you have 8 amos of space, which is okay. You can have 8 amos of space if it's the 10 is the maximum. So the Gemara says, Enam, it could Rav Yehuda. Or otherwise, you could paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar of Yehuda, Mavoi Shurach of Chamish Esrei Amos. If you have one that's 15 Amos, Marchik Shtei Amos Ve'osa Pas Shalosh Amos. You put the wall 15. You put the wall 2 Amos away from the side, and the wall itself, or the board itself, is 3 Amos wide. And therefore, it would be good enough because on each side you're going to have less than 10. On the one hand, you're going to have. Here's a picture. On the one hand, you're going to have a space of 2, and on the other hand, you're going to have a space of 10, right? So that's 15, so you're going to have a space of 10 if you have a board, which is 3, and you have a space, which is 2, off of the wall. So that's taking up 5 of the 15, which means that you're left with a big opening of 10. So this is your situation. That's good enough. And that's considered a lechi, I guess, also. So the Gemara says, which, by the way, contradicts something we said a few days ago, which we'll say again at the end of the daf. The Gemara says, so am I? Wait a second, why? Why do you have to do that? Yasa pas amo mechza. Just make a board which is 1.5 wide, not 3 wide. V'yarchik shtei amos. And make a space of 3 amos. And make a space of 2 amos, v'yasa pas amo mechza, and then make another board which is 1.5. So you have 1.5 right up against the wall, and then you have a space of 2, and you have another 1.5. So they're both situations are covering the 5 with 3 amos of wall and 2 amos of space, but this is just separated. So it's a very interesting implication here. The Gemara says, why can't you do the 1.5, 2, and 1.5 to take up the 5? At this point in the Gemara, it sounds like they think that would be easier to do. So the Gemara says, Shema mina omed meruba ala parts mishtei ruchos lohavi omed. That if you have... Basically what it means is you can't combine separated walls for the sake of meruba ala parts, right? This is a concept we've said a couple times now, that the wall has to be, or a certain section of the wall has to be omed meruba ala parts. The physical wall has to be greater than the space. We just talked about it by the wells also. If the physical wall has to be greater than the space, so the question is, can you combine walls that aren't connected to each other? Right. So here it's saying, the fact that the Rav Yehuda doesn't say you can have 1.5, space of 2, and then 1.5, means that that's not good enough. If that was good enough, he would have said it. So the fact that he says it's not good enough means that clearly the halacha follows that if the 1.5 and the 1.5 aren't connected to each other, so you can't connect them to assume meruba al paris, that the physical is greater than the space. So that's why he doesn't say it, because you can only do that if they're connected. So the Gemara said, no, l'olam im l'cha havi omeid. Really, they can connect. They are considered physical barriers that you could add up to overcome or outweigh the open space. V'shani hachal, the only problem here is that you have that space of 10 amos on the other side, which basically connects with the other 10 amos, and it's going to disqualify anything in the middle. Meaning it's not that it's not necessarily that we're looking at the 10 amos as the as part of the calculation of omen murbala parts. It's just that on the other side of the second 1.5 wall, there's a big gap, and that big gap is going to basically look like it's connected to the other gap, and this board in the middle is going to get sort of lost in the shuffle and doesn't count as much. If, in a theoretical sense, you had a wall, and then a one and a half, a space, and then a one and a half, and then another wall, so then those walls could connect. But here, because of the other big gap, it's not going to be considered a significant board in between. So we're going to see that concept again in a second. So the Gemara says, V'yase pas ama v'yarchik ama, so make a one ama board, then go another ama space. V'yase pas ama v'yarchik ama, v'yase pas ama. Shmamina omi kiparutz aser. Right? So basically we just said, okay, so the area on the side, the big 10 amos is going to negate the board on the inside. Right? So you take that one away. But even if that was the case, you'd still have a 2 and a 2, a 2 and a 2 over there, which even though it's not greater, at least it's equal. So here it says, Shmamina omi kiparutz aser. That the space of the space and the physical area is the same, and that's going to be usher. So Gemara says, no, la'olam elach mutter, really two and two, this, if they're the same, would be mutter. V'shanihach da'aseh avir ala ha'gisa ha'gisa v'atalei, that it even the open space sort of grabs the other open space also and takes both of those boards with it in the sense that you can't combine their measurements. So the Gemara says, no, v'yarchik am v'yasapas amu mefza, v'yarchik am v'yasapas amu mefza. So why don't you take the whole thing off the wall a little bit, make a one and a half, then in a space of an ama, and then another one and a half. So it says, inechanami, in the end of the day, you could do that. V'kulei hai lo'at yuchul rabbanan, we're just not going to make you make two boards. That's, in the end of the day, that's the answer. Why they couldn't say that originally, I don't know. I'm sure the Rishon will talk about it. But in the end of the day, that would work. You just can't make two boards. So the Gemara says, V'lechush dima shavik piskar abba, v'ala piskar zuta. But if you're going to have these boards and they're going to have a separation in between, what if people start walking in between those boards instead of walking in the 10 amma space? The 10 amma space is supposed to be the entrance. That was why we're cutting it down with these boards. So then why is that okay? Aren't you going to start walking through the smaller one? So Amar of Adabar Masna Chazaka in Adam Meniach Pesach Gadol Meniach Pesach Katan. We have a general rule that if a person has a big entrance and a little entrance, they'll always go through the big entrance and they're not going to make it the smaller entrance. Because if that smaller one becomes the entrance, then you have to fill up the bigger one. The bigger one's too big of a hole in the wall. Right, because that wouldn't, and that 10 amma space wouldn't have a side post, because this little board is the side post. But if you're going to start using the space in between the little boards as a side post, as the entrance, so then the big space needs a side post to make it into an entrance. So, my shenami d'Rabbi Amir d'Rabbi Asi, how's that different from Rabbi Amir d'Rabbi Asi? They were of the opinion, if you remember from a few dapim ago, that if the side wall is open a little bit, depending different measurements, if it's open, so that's not good enough. That's too big for a person to use as an entrance. There too, says the Svaria here, there too, such a breach should not be problematic as a person does not abandon a larger entrance to enter through a smaller one. So why are they saying that there's a problem if there's a hole in the front? So Hasam come might be Lucha, Hachalo lo come it might be Lucha. The case of Rabbi Amir Rabbi Asi was a situation where people are coming for that angle. That's the more popular way to enter, and therefore when there's a hole in that side, it's going to be okay. But here, it's not so popular to enter through that side, and therefore it's not a problem. We assume that a larger opening is going to be the one people use. So Gemara says, Tanan Hasam, or Ha'asla V'chal Shalom, it's start from the Betafach. Let's say you've got basically like a toilet, or a stool of, I think it's a toilet. And it's you have leather coverings on the sides, right? The toilet seat is made of leather. And the question is, is it considered to be a tefach for the sake of tumah? I don't know exactly what the tumah aspect of it is, but basically you want to get to a tefach. So the Gemara says, so my or ha'aslo, what is this? Amar Abba Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, or kisoy shel beis hakiseh, says the covering of a toilet seat. So v'kama, and how much can the hole be to be considered part of it, right? It's basically you can combine the space in the toilet seat, right? You've got the two sides, I don't have to explain you a toilet seat, but you've got the two sides of the toilet seat which you sit on, and then you have the hole in the middle. So the Gemara says, you can use the hole in the middle as part of the measurement. So the Gemara says, well, how big can the hole be to be your measurement? So the Gemara says, I'm not exactly sure how the fingers, you know, the finger measurements are done here, but either way, you could have two fingers worth on the sides. I think it's talking about the width. I'm not really sure, you know, we were talking about a tefach, So you're talking about, you know, the thumbs or fingers, we'll see in a second. Two on the sides and two in the middle. That's six overall. Yeah, so the Gemara says, Ki asa ravin amar etzba umechza mikan, v'etzba umechza mikan. He says 1.5 fingers width on the sides of the toilet seat. And then if etzba ravach be'emtza, and then it's only one fingers width in the middle. So the Gemara says, Amar le Abaye le Rav Dimi mi pli gisu. Are they disagreeing, or are these some kind of weird discussion? Amar le lo haba rav ravasa, haba zutrasa. One's talking about your pinky finger, one's talking about your thumb, one's talking about your pinky finger. That's why the measurements are different. So the Gemara says, Amar le lie. It's not true. They are disagreeing. Pli gisu. V'omin b'rubav hearts, v'shtei ruchos pli gisu. They're disagreeing about whether or not you can combine two sides of something, as we said before, whether or not you can combine two things which are separated by a space, if you can combine them when they're separated, if you can look at it as if there's more open space or there's more physical space. So Gemara says, "L'didach havi omein mishtei ruchos." For you, it's the two sides are going to combine. L'ravin miruch achas havi omein mishtei ruchos lo havi omein. For Rava, he needed that the space in the middle had to be less than either one of the sides, because he doesn't think the sides can combine. That's why he said on the sides is 1.5, but the middle, the hole in the middle is 1, because he needs the physical space on the sides on each side to be greater than the space in the middle. As opposed to the first opinion, it said that no, it's 2, 2, and 2, because he thinks you can combine them. So the Gemara says, no, maybe the isagadaichalobizikisu, if they're not disagreeing, Laravan Hachi Bailele Memer should say, if he really wanted to make a bigger Chiddush, etzba shlish mikan, vetzba shlish mikan, vetzba shlish revach b'emtza. He should, if it was really just a measurement issue, it should be 1.3, 1.3, 1.3. But he didn't say that. He said 1.5, 1, and 1.5. If you want it to get to the tefach, the LMI, rather what must it be? Pliginan, it disagrees. Or LMI, pliginan, you think we're disagreeing? Lididi hachi by lilamir. If we're trying to give that kiddush, so I should have said etzbo shnei shlishim mikan veetzbo shnei shlishim mikan. I should have said 1 2/3. That's ba'ayim shnei shlishim rabach ba'emsa. And I should have said 2 2/3 in the middle. If that was really the case, that I could combine the sides, so make it a bigger kiddush, make it even smaller on the sides and even bigger in the middle. If that was really the case. So it's Ella equal member the pligina parts coming pligina. Really, we're disagreeing about whether or not you could have it be exactly the same. Meaning, the first opinion was 2 space and then 2, which would be exactly the same according to those who think that you can't combine them. And so the first opinion says you can combine, and the second opinion says you can't combine, and therefore the sides have to be greater than the middle. So imish lo tura sapasa. Well, we'll pick up with this tomorrow. We're picking up back with the Mishnah about the Tura HaPesach. Okay, shkayach. Sorry for the delay.